This goes to Troy Novak, NOVAKPAC, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Daryl, Darryl, Pass, Pass, date of birth 11-17 of 1961. Dear Troy, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Pass with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, secondary to rhabdomyolysis in 1997 and hypertension. His last visit was March 29th of this year. He's been feeling well. He does work full-time as in drafting. A lot of his work is done at home, he reports, and he's had no COVID-19 infection since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No muscle aches. No excessive fatigue. No edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, I want to highlight the maximum dose of Cozaar, 100 milligram daily, and hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily. Also Lipitor, 40 milligram daily, and Tylenol as needed for pain. Physical examination, weight is 211 pounds, and this is a 2-pound loss over the last 6 months. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 82, pulse 64, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 14th of 2022. His hemoglobin is 16.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Sodium is 138, potassium is 4.4, carbon dioxide 30. His creatinine is 1.9, and that does fluctuate between 1.6 and 2.0. His estimated GFR is 44, phosphorus 2.7, calcium is 9.3, and albumin is 4.3. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable but fluctuating creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, hypertension currently near to goal. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. He'll follow a low-salt diet. He'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.